Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
All right. Ready to dive into some really cool research about AI in higher education.
Let's do it.
We're really getting into this paper you shared, Exploring the Impact of Artificial Intelligence on Higher Education, the Dynamics of Ethical, Social, and Educational Implications.
Yeah.
It's a mouthful, but it's fascinating stuff.
It is.
Basically, the authors are looking at how AI could totally change universities in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And let's be real, if it's happening there, it's probably coming everywhere else soon, right?
Absolutely. And what makes this research even cooler is that they didn't just talk about theory.
Yeah.
They actually surveyed over 1,100 students, faculty, and staff at Saudi universities.
Okay, hold on. 1,100 people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of data. Okay. So we're talking real world insights here.
Real world, exactly. Yeah. And one of the things that really jumped out, at least to me, was this disconnect between how much people think they know about AI and how much they're actually using it. Like almost half the people they surveyed considered themselves AI novices.
Okay. Come on, don't leave me hanging.
But a surprising number of those same people who said they were novices were already using AI every single day.
Wow. So it's kind of like, you know, we use grammar all the time.
Right.
But most of us wouldn't call ourselves grammar experts.
Exactly. Yeah. It's already in our lives.
It's just there.
Yeah.
So what kind of AI are we even talking about here? Like, give me some examples. What are people using and maybe not even realizing?
Well, things like facial recognition software are huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see that everywhere now.
Yeah.
Speech recognition, things like, you know, talking to our devices. And, of course, AI chat tools.
Oh, yeah, those chat bots. I swear, some of them are so good. I can't even tell if I'm talking to a real person or not anymore. It's a little creepy, actually.
Right.
But also kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure.
So that actually makes me wonder if people are already so used to those kinds of AI, like facial recognition or chat bots, does that make them more open to AI in education? You know, is there a connection there?
That is a great question.
Is there?
It's definitely something researchers are looking into.
So we're already living with AI, right? I mean, it's everywhere.
It really is.
But what about AI in the classroom? And this research paper gets into that, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the most interesting things they explore is how AI could personalize learning, you know, really tailor it to each student.
Okay, so no more falling asleep in the back of a giant lecture hall.
Exactly. Well, maybe, maybe not. But
I'm kidding.
But the idea is that the learning experience itself could be much more personalized.
Okay, I like the sound of that, but how? Like, what would that actually look like in real life?
So imagine this. You start a new course.
Right.
Right. But instead of getting a standardized syllabus, like everybody else, you have this AI system.
Okay.
And it's analyzing your learning style, like how you learn best.
So is it like watching me study? How does it know all that?
It could be drawing on data from, you know, your past performance, maybe quizzes you've taken, your grades, things you've searched for online. And based on all that,
okay,
it puts together a learning plan just for you.
Wow. So it's like a custom curriculum for every single student?
In a way, yeah. Like it might recommend certain resources, maybe even connect you with other students who have similar interests.
Oh, a study buddy matchmaker?
Something like that, yeah.
That's kind of cool, actually. Although I have to admit, part of me kind of likes the old school lecture format. You know, would those of us who like that be out of luck in this AI-powered future?
Well, and the study actually emphasizes this. Human interaction in education, it's still key.
Yeah.
This isn't about getting rid of professors altogether. It's more about giving them tools to be even more effective.
So it frees them up. Then they can actually spend time with students.
Exactly. Imagine a professor who has more time for like one-on-one feedback,
right?
More dynamic discussions in class, you know, real mentoring. The AI can handle all the administrative stuff.
Creating all that.
Right. And then the professors can focus on those really human aspects of teaching. That's the idea. Anyway.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Almost too good to be true.
Maybe a little, and we'll get to this, but what about the ethical side of all of it, right? Like, are we really ready to hand over education to algorithms? I don't know about that.
Yeah, so we've talked about all these amazing possibilities, you know? Personalized learning, AI, study buddies, it's a lot. But something's been nagging at me, and I think you know where I'm going with this.
The ethics of it all.
Exactly. Can we talk about that? Because it's great to dream about all these cool AI tools, but at the end of the day, we need to make sure they're used fairly, right?
Absolutely. And you're not alone in feeling that way. The study participants brought this up a lot. Like, they're excited about the potential of AI, but they also know we have to be really careful.
Right. Because I don't know about you, but the idea of like an AI grading my work or telling me what career path I should take, that makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, I get that.
So how do we even begin to tackle those concerns? How do we make sure these AI systems aren't biased? Because let's face it, we're talking about algorithms here. They're only as good as the data they're trained on, right?
That's exactly it. And it's one of the biggest challenges, honestly. It's not a simple fix. It's not like we can just program these systems to be unbiased and then walk away. It requires constant vigilance.
So it's like an ongoing process.
Totally, yeah. And it involves developers, educators, policymakers, everyone, really. We need to make sure the data used to train these AI systems is diverse. You know,
yeah.
It actually represents the real world. And then we need systems in place to monitor for bias and to correct it when it pops up, because you will.
That's what I was thinking. Like, there's no way to completely eliminate bias, right?
Probably not, no. At least not with the technology as it is now.
So it really is a shared responsibility then.
It really is. And I think that's what makes this conversation so important. Like, we're at this crucial point where the future of education is being shaped.
And we have a chance to get it right.
Exactly. We can make sure AI is used to make education more equitable, you know, so everyone has the opportunity to succeed. That's the goal.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of the future, this research paper goes beyond just higher education too, right? It talks about the potential for AI to transform lifelong learning as well. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's one of the things I found most hopeful, actually. Like, imagine a world where just because you graduated from college or finished a training program, that doesn't mean you stop learning.
Okay, so it's kind of like AI could help us keep our skills up to date.
More than that, even. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Years after you finish your formal education, you could still have this AI system, basically a learning companion, that's analyzing your career path, identifying skills you might need in the future, and recommending courses or workshops to keep you ahead of the curve.
Wow, so it's like having a personal mentor, but for your whole career.
Exactly, and it never gets tired of answering your questions.
Or asking for a raise?
Well, maybe not that.
Mm.
But you get the idea. AI has this incredible potential to personalize and customize the learning experience, not just in college, but throughout our lives.
It's a lot to wrap our heads around, but this deep dive has really opened my eyes to what's possible. I mean, it's clear AI is going to have a huge impact on education.
I think so, too.
And like you said, it's up to all of us to make sure it's used responsibly.
Absolutely. That's the message we need to keep amplifying.
Right. Because it's not just about the technology. It's about the people using it and the choices we make.
Well, this has been an amazing conversation. It really has. And I hope our listeners are as fired up about this topic as we are.
Me, too.
So if you're out there thinking about the future of learning and how AI might fit in, keep asking those tough questions. How can we make sure these tools benefit everyone? How do we keep humans at the heart of the learning experience? These are things we all need to be thinking about.
I couldn't agree more.
And who knows, maybe we'll revisit this topic again soon. But for now, that's a wrap on another deep dive. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And until next time, keep those brains engaged.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.